This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 right here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan, 105.1 on your FM dial. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, October 11th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Johnny Cakes Auville's here.
Happy Friday, all. Hello.
Happy Friday. And hello. Jason Bishop.
Happy payday Friday. Put some money in savings.
Sock it away.
That's right.
Those are nice. It's also a football Friday here on The Fan, so we'll be talking a lot of NFL, a lot of Commanders Ravens throughout the show, but we'll sprinkle in some movie talk with Kevin McCarthy at 7 o'clock. John Feinstein will join us at 8, and we've got Scott Abraham from ABC7 jumping on at 9 to talk about this game. And the buzz, it just is growing and growing this week for Lamar versus Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
I met up with a buddy last night at Burton's Bar and Grill, and I got to the bar a little bit before he was, so I'm sitting at the bar, and there's a guy who I've never met before, but clearly he listens to the show or has seen the show on TV, because he just turned to me as I sit next to him at the bar, and he goes, "Who do you like on Sunday?"
Aha, buzz is growing. Very good.
Mm. It's just what it is. It's the biggest story of the week here in D.C.
I've watched all the pressers. I've watched Jaden's presser, Quinn's presser, Joe Witt's presser, Cliff Kingsbury's presser. So, yeah. I mean, I kind of do that every week, but I'm really...
Anything interest you?
I don't know. I mean, all the coaches are just very positive. They're very focused week to week.
I think Quinn said he didn't want to call it a measuring stick game, but yeah. I'm sorry. It's a measuring stick game. It's a measuring stick game for Jaden. It's a measuring stick game for the team. You're playing one of the big boys.
Witt's answer to that was every week we play someone that we have a tremendous amount of respect for, that it's a great player or has multiple great players. A
lot of coach speak in there. I'm sure.
He was saying, look, Derrick Henry's a great player. You know, Lamar's a great player. He's been doing it for a long time. Whether he's 210 pounds or 220 pounds, doesn't matter. He's still Lamar. But he said, I think I've got a plan. He mentioned everybody kept jocking Todd Monken. And he mentioned, I guess he worked with him in 2019. Joe Witt did. And just, you know, but he said he thinks he's got a plan. He thinks it'll work, but he'll tell you on Monday.
Well, the Ravens had a coaching shakeup to an extent, right? They brought back Dean Pease.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, brought him
to help out on the defensive side.
Right.
Because they've got some issues. So it'll be interesting. You've got a great rushing attack here in Washington going against a great rush defense. Of course, the Ravens run it as well as anybody. They're number one in the league, mm-hmm. taking on a weak rush defense in Washington.
That's so scary. Yeah. I just don't know how to solve that one.
And then you have the quarterbacks.
It's going to be brutal, but I would expect on the offensive side for the Commanders that they're probably just going to lean into the passing game a little bit more.
I mean, I guess.
Are you really going to try to run over a brick wall defense?
Well, Jaden's answer to that is we're just going to do what we do.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Any chance this game is just a dud?
Sure.
Dud scoring wise? Or
either
just
scoring wise or it's blowout. Blowout one way or the other. Smaller percentage, obviously.
I think it's a smaller percentage. I think both teams are going to score in this one.
I don't know that either defense is good enough to make it a dud, right?
I mean, it's tied for the highest total on the board.
I don't think it'll
Detroit,
be.
Dallas.
My son believes it's going to be a blowout in favor of the Ravens, for what it's worth.
Really?
We were hanging on. By the way, teenage boys are some of the most clueless people on the planet. Mm-hmm. He is a smart kid. Has a 3.92, which is a 4.7 weighted. So he gets killer grades.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, at around 12 o'clock, he sends me a message. He's like, Dad, my car won't start. Just got him this nice used car from Oarsman Cars. Go to oarsmancars.com. Perfect car. I'm like, ah. Now, it's an older car. So in my head, I'm thinking he must have left the lights on or something. Because it doesn't have the auto lights. It's old school.
Mm-hmm.
When you actually had to turn it to off.
Sure.
Like maybe he left the lights on and there's no battery. Right? So I go to Quince Orchard High School and he's waiting by the car. He had called AAA. So AAA was on the way.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
But he's there and I see that his in the parking space, his car's kind of askew. Like he's a new driver. It wasn't perfectly straight.
Right.
So I say, hand me the keys. And I can see the steering wheel is all the way to the right.
Yeah.
See, you immediately know what happened.
I know the problem.
I mean, it happens sometimes where if you get in your car, there are times when your steering wheel is locked and it won't let the car start.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a key fob. It's the old school key. I put the key in. I move the steering wheel. Boop, and it starts. He's like, how'd you do that? It's like you move the steering wheel.
Oh, it's an inexperienced driver. Like
what kind of car is it again?
It's a Nissan Versa. 2016.
He doesn't know those.
Versa.
Yes.
Okay.
He doesn't know that little life.
But
hack.
You knew it immediately.
Well, because I'm old.
Right.
I've driven cars like that before.
He's just an old guy.
I mean, if you've driven for more than 5 years, an older version car, you know that if the steering wheel is like in a certain position, you got to kind of jerry rig it and then turn the key and then
correct.
It starts.
Right.
So somebody who just starts driving might not know
right.
that.
So that's fair, but let me give you an example later in the evening. So it worked out because we usually meet up. He does a half day of school and then 3 days a week he takes a college course. Mm-hmm. It's called dual enrollment. Mm-hmm. So he's done at 11:15.
Nice.
So 3 or 4 days a week we try and meet up at the gym after the show and we'll get a lift in or he'll do his cardio. So we would have met anyway, and he needed to borrow my computer because he was doing play-by-play for Quince Orchard's game against Seneca Valley. By the way, they won 48-0. Anyway, so I give him my computer. He says he's going to give it to me after the broadcast. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I met up with my buddy Frank over at Burton's Bar and Grill in the Kentlands. And Dylan sends me a text after the game. He's like, hey, do you want me to drop off the computer to you? And I said, sure, we're here. And he shows up without the computer.
Nah.
He left it in his color commentator's bag.
Mm, okay. Left it behind.
It's just teenagers forget more stuff than anybody on the planet.
Well,
I know that I'm sure
boys.
You dealt with it. Yeah, boys compared to girls.
I mean, my son's 24. He's still
I mean, the girls do it too. I mean, it's not just boys.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think boys are a little bit dumber.
Yes, I agree with you.
On the whole.
In the common sense things.
Yeah.
Like I said, the books, fine. But common sense things?
I mean, my daughter does dumb stuff too. Like, she'll leave her water bottle in the car and have nothing in volleyball. I mean, you know, girls do dumb things.
We do dumb things.
Yeah. Well, because we're guys.
I do plenty of dumb stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, my wife
so
thinks,
much.
My wife thinks I'm so dumb. Almost no regard for me.
So last night, when I was at the bar, they had two TVs, and at first, they didn't have the Thursday night football game. Because I think certain spots, instead? They had a playoff game. So they had the Yankees Royals.
All right. Right.
And on the other one, the guy who was a couple spots down from me, I heard him he said, could you put the JMU game on?
Okay.
So JMU was beating up on Coastal Carolina.
Okay.
Yep.
But I think that most of these bars, if it's not a true sports bar, they're not ready still for Thursday night football being on Amazon.
They're not equipped for it.
And when my buddy Frank showed up, he's like, how come they don't have the football game? I was like, because they probably don't have Amazon
so
here.
They're new.
And then
to this
we
thing
made a little noise.
Streaming.
And then some guy used his own personal Amazon. You know, startup, do the QR code.
Well, Valdez, they need to use what we use. Can we say what we use? No, we're not allowed to.
Probably shouldn't.
All right. Thought it was all, on the straight and narrow.
Thought it was kosher.
Yeah.
You've got all the channels, though, from what I've heard.
Yeah, I mean, no problem.
If you even hooked yours up.
It's hooked up. It's so easier.
Are you going away this weekend?
Yeah, I got a haul ass out of here.
Will you be back Sunday morning before the...
Always.
Oh, yeah.
Always. But I got a haul ass because I got to go. We're picking up my son in Jersey because he hasn't been to a game yet. So picking him up. He's taking a train from the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to be in New Haven, Connecticut.
Oh, that's right. You're going to Yale.
Yale and Brown.
Bring us back some New Haven-style pizza. Can you share the wealth a little bit?
I've been there multiple times. I just don't know that I'm going to have time to this trip. Mm,
it's kind of upsetting. I'd like to try New Haven-style
pizza. When you're on the
Yale
campus, do you feel even dumber than usual? And Cornell's an Ivy League school. It's all smart. But like Yale and Princeton, I think, are like the top of the top, right?
Maybe.
Harvard. Harvard, Yale, Princeton.
Yale and Harvard are like kind of in the cities, like little cities. I feel dumb all the time. I mean, I feel dumb here. I feel dumb everywhere. I don't have a lot of self-esteem.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's at Harvard or D.C.
So yeah. Matt Cahill. Hello, Matt Cahill.
Good morning.
What time did you go to bed? I watched until it was 10-0 live, and then I watched a little bit this morning. So I was just fast forwarding.
I'm going to talk about a game NFL that Network. Started out, I thought, as a dud. They were just punting and punting. And then it just turned into a fairly interesting.
Yeah, because the kick returns.
Yeah.
Kick return, but then the second interception from Geno was huge. It was 23-17. They go down and score there. They could take the lead. That was deep in their own territory. That was a massive play. But anyway, how are you feeling? What time did you go to bed?
I don't know. Whenever it was over.
Oh, you watched the whole thing?
45 or I guess it ended at 11:30 or so.
Mm.
Did you, when you tweeted Fire Pete Carroll, you were being sarcastic for everybody?
Oh,
that could,
of course. Yeah. Yeah. For all the idiots out there that wanted to fire Pete Carroll for the next genius
you're
out
off,
there.
You're off McDonald, the boy genius already. You're off him.
I mean... He hasn't shown anything. I mean, he's a complete joke.
Your quarterback is turning the ball over, and your kick returner is fumbling the ball. I mean, that's not on.
Yeah, but you have to be able to stop the run. He's supposed to be a defensive wizard. No, now the 49ers have a great rushing attack, but what'd they finish with, like 240 yards rushing?
228.
Yep.
And they're down to their third string guy who's ripping
off. Well, that's
off
what
long
they do.
I wish I knew that in the second half of last season that the Ravens were the 30th best run defense. They were just getting gutted left and right. Someone should have told me that before I
got smitten
on Mike McDonald.
Yeah.
How many of the those injuries on the defensive line, how many of those guys were back? I wasn't really paying attention.
There was still one or two out. Two out, I think.
Yeah.
Well, you actually called it. You said that they own us.
Six straight.
Yeah, you did call
last
it.
Few years. Yeah, whatever. It's a rebuild. I'm still I still like Geno. He's still my guy. Bad game. I don't even care. I like the guy, so I like rooting for him. That's just, it is what it is. But he made a couple horrendous throws. I mean, first drive of the game, we're driving down there and he overthrows
Lockett.
Yeah, bad pick. Something. Bad pick. They were threatening too.
Yeah, they could have gone in there and scored.
Well,
San Francisco went down and they only kicked the field goal, but still 3-0. And then they get the ball back. Can't remember how they got the ball back. That wasn't after the fumble, I don't think. Because then they scored and it was 10-0, and then Chenault fumbled. So they held them to 6 points on those turnovers, but they couldn't do anything offensively. Because
how'd the new kicker finish? I know he hit 3 field goals in the first half.
He had 12 points.
He finished with some ice over his head because he got knocked out.
Oh, did he?
At the end of the game.
Oh, like, I didn't see that.
Well, I don't know if he got knocked out, but kick returner ran right through him. So you might be out another kicker.
So Matthew Wright, so Moody and Wright are going to be out. Oh, well, we'll see.
Well, I thought my guy, Brock Purdy, played great.
He played well. Yeah, he played well.
He's so much more athletic than people give him credit for. I don't know.
He had a good bounce back. And look, running backs always get hurt.
Yep.
It's got to be one of the toughest positions in all of sports.
They get ground up and spit out. It just happens.
And Jordan Mason got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
All right. McCaffrey's out. Who knows when he's going to be back, if ever. Mason gets hurt, hurts his shoulder. All right. So he was out for pretty much the entire second half. They drafted this kid, Ike Garendo, out of Louisville in the fourth round. So they insert him. He had a long run for, I don't know, how long was 70 that run?
Plus 70, yards
75,
out.
76 yards.
Ripped off a long one.
But that's what Shanahan does. He just inserts a guy, and they can run block, and they can create openings and big plays. They had 5 plays of over 20 yards. So it was just a big play offense last night.
I tell you, my formula worked on the teaser again. I think I'm like 6 for 6 on my last 6 teasers.
Very good.
On fire.
Who did you take last night?
I took
the new teaser kid.
I think I got it by a point. But I took the Seahawks plus like 13 or something.
Barely winning these.
I know. Plus 13 and took the over. Dropped it down and went over. Yep, that was easy.
That was clear. But you're getting lucky, but yeah, 6 in a row is good.
Well, I'm just adding a ton of points.
I know, but
so the value's not great.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting half.
Yeah.
But
60 points on a Thursday night game. The last 2 Thursday night games have been, wasn't the Falcons game where Kirk threw for like 509?
Yep, that was a high score.
A lot of people killing Al Michaels. Were they killing him last night?
I didn't see that.
Sure. Seemed fine to me.
I know the move
is we just were killing all the old broadcasters.
And I heard Costas on the call last night, and he sounded fine to me.
On the baseball game?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So your teasers are minus 200?
Because he pushes the total points up.
I'm bumping the points way up.
He's buying a bunch of points.
I'm doing like a 2-game 6-point teaser. I'm doing like a 9 or 10. Just whatever I feel comfortable with.
Right. Well, he looks at it
and
goes,
I'm squeaking him.
Well, he looks at it and goes, all right, Seattle plus 13 and what was your over 40?
Yeah.
You go, that's a winner. But the payoff sucks.
Barely a winner.
But you don't care about the money. You just want to win.
You like I just want to stack wins.
You just want a minor sweat.
He likes the money.
So I got to win 2-1.
Yeah, but the money, he's never going to use the money.
Everybody likes the money.
It's all play money. You got to hit over a 66% clip.
Yeah.
Come out even on these things.
Yeah. But so far, I'm like 6-0. I don't know.
I'm sure it'll come back. It's a fool's errand, is what it is.
Maybe
it's okay.
I'm not good enough to bet straight up. I'm not good enough to bet straight up.
All right, you want to get in touch with us throughout the show on a Football Friday? You can hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. You can text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine as well. 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. As I mentioned, we got Kevin to talk movies coming up at 7. John Feinstein at 8. And Scott Abraham at 9 o'clock from ABC 7 as we talk Ravens Commanders on a Football Friday here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Up our Junkies poll of the day, presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Very simple. Who wins on Sunday, Commanders or Ravens? What do you think the early lean is, Cakes?
I'm going to say 65% earlier picking the Ravens to top the Commanders.
Bishbucks, you have a guess? Just a couple hundred votes so far.
I'm going to say it's closer to 50-50. I'm going to say 57% Commander or Ravens.
55% right now on the Ravens, 45% on the Commanders. Again, you can vote at Junks Radio. Also put it up on our Instagram page. Give us a follow there, Sports Junkies Radio.
I don't know
Radio.
If it's 50-50 behind the glass.
No. No, Drab always pick against the Skins. That's just
okay.
The MO.
So Valdez, obviously,
and
Ravens.
Mike Valdez pick Ravens, yeah.
Mike Moore. I know he's picking the
He's picking the Skins. Yeah. You don't even need to poll these guys. Yeah.
So you just predicted it. I don't know. I mean, I knew Valdez obviously would pick Ravens and Moore. I didn't know where Drab would
swerve.
You think he could?
I think you got Mike Marr and Drab for sure.
All right.
Probably with Valdez, but he could do the swerve and take the Commanders.
Oh, I don't think that's happening. That's bad for his brand.
Are you going to do an emotional
You do a bong hit this morning, JP? There's no chance.
Just all week you've been mad at Commanders fans being tepid.
I am.
And you're saying they're the hottest team in the NFL.
The
so
team.
If you stuck with all of your bravado all week,
they are the hottest team. But you know what?
Well, they're not the hottest team because they have a loss. There's two teams that don't have losses.
That's what I said, and he argued against that too.
The style points. That's why they're the hottest team. But this is Commanders fans' measuring stick game. Mm-hmm. This is their Super Bowl. This is our Week 6.
I don't think it's my Super Bowl.
I do like how you're framing it. No. But the Ravens play in about six game of the years every year.
Right.
So this is old hat.
Sure.
Okay.
You guys have been there, done that. This is kind of new territory for the Commanders.
Yeah.
Do you think that they might sun them?
What do you mean, son him?
You never hear that phrase, the son him, like the daddy and the son, that the Ravens will son him?
Oh.
You mean dog walk?
Yeah,
I've heard that.
Sure.
Dog walk?
Pwn him.
I mean, it's very possible.
Very possible. But here's the problem. The problem is that Commanders fans have no skin in the game,
mm-hmm.
right? This is their shot with the big boys. This is their measuring stick game. This is to prove to everyone around the league that you know they're for real, take us for real. But if they lose, if they get dog walked, then it's we still have Jaden, everything's good, everything's kumbaya.
Nobody expects
there's
us
no
to win this
there's
game.
No repercussion for losing,
right?
Well, what do you mean you're supposed to feel terrible? I mean, well,
yeah, you should feel terrible. This game has a lot of hype.
Yeah, but here's the difference, Valdez. Game,
well, no,
here's the difference, Valdez, is they were a 4-win team last year. So if they were a contender last year, who already had Jaden, and then they were facing the Ravens, and then you got dog walk, to use your term, then you'd be like, ugh, we're still not good enough. But this is a free roll in essence because there weren't these expectations to start off 4-1.
I disagree with that. I don't feel like this game should feel like a free roll if you lose. I feel like your expectations should change right now.
Well, I think the skeptics will come out if they don't look good. Playing a good team and they don't
look
good.
Well, that happens every week. But I'm saying there's no skeptics now.
You know what I mean? Like, so if you play a really good team and you get blown out or you look bad, you're going, oh, okay, well, they were just beating bad teams.
I told Valdez, and I think I do believe this, that I'd rather Jaden play great and lose than Jaden play awful and then set some sort of like new low.
And they win?
Yeah.
Hold on. You'd rather your team lose the game.
I couldn't understand
that's
that.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know
sense.
It's bizarre.
That is bizarre behavior.
And maybe I don't think that, but that's what I think I think.
Because,
honestly, because I want that ceiling to keep just rising.
I know, but it's a team game. You want your team to win.
It is a team game, but it honestly... It really doesn't mean anything.
I don't understand that. You're 4-1 and you can win the division.
I still think we can win the division. Even if we lose the Ravens, it will have no impact.
It will have no impact on us
winning the division.
I can't understand that.
I'm sorry.
This is just a regular season,
week 6 game, and I can't.
If you're tied with...
Because overall, the record might be good enough because of one win to win the division.
All right. I just don't think it's If the Eagles
are up are ahead in the division by one game, you're not going to lament the fact that you could have won Week 6 and had the tiebreaker.
We lost to the Bucks than the Ravens. To be honest with you, I mean the Ravens are a good team.
I know, but that was Week 1. I mean,
yeah, I know. I'm just telling you, I would rather Jaden keep playing well.
You know, you're a Jaden fan. You're not a Commanders fan. You're a Jaden fan.
That's not true. I am a Jaden fan, but the Commanders' success rests with Jaden. Now, the truth is, if he plays well, we'll probably be right there.
But Eric, there's 52 other guys on the roster. I mean, teams can win when their quarterback doesn't play well.
Of course.
That's what you need. You need a win.
Yeah, but
if they win 17-16 and Jaden throws a couple picks and doesn't look good.
Plays bad, makes some bad decisions.
You should be happy with a win because
Dub. Because you can chalk it up to he's a rookie. He's going to have some ebbs and flows to his game.
I know, but right now...
He doesn't want to have any doubt. I need the greatness to continue. I think you're cuckoo.
He doesn't want a chink
fine.
In the armor.
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
Wouldn't you like to see the defense win a game for you?
I'd be shocked if that happens. I don't think it happens.
I'm not saying it wouldn't be shocking, especially against Baltimore. Well, I mean, the defense played very well against a bad team.
I think that's going to happen against one of the lesser teams on their schedule, not the Ravens.
Look, the world is unpredictable, and the NFL is unpredictable. So wouldn't you like to see the defense hold the Ravens, which is an explosive offense, to under 20 points and win a game? That would be awesome.
I'm not crazy. I'd also like to see a Lamborghini in my driveway. You're living in the twilight zone if you think that's going to happen.
Look, like I said, the league is unpredictable. Yeah. Anything can happen. I'm just saying.
I think it's unlikely we'll hold them to under 20.
I think it is, too. I'm just saying there are other aspects of football. It doesn't just have to be Jaden Daniels rushing for 80 yards and throwing for 80%.
Unlike Kicks, I don't care what he rushes for. I just want him to play well.
Okay. Oh, I
know,
EB.
This is my psychological view.
I can't convince
him.
It's fine.
This is my psychological
view. It's pointless.
He's a Commanders fan.
It's weird. Yeah.
And he always wants them to win. But he's also a big picture guy.
Right.
And big picture, he doesn't want any chinks in the armor for Jaden. He doesn't want any doubters out there. So he doesn't want Jaden on the biggest stage that he's had so far. He's already been able to shine on Monday Night Football, but now against a great opponent, a team that had the best record in the AFC last year. He doesn't want him to have a dud because then people are going to question him.
Well, I don't
And then you start to worry about the big picture.
I just don't want him to take a step backwards because our future hinges on him.
Right.
Yeah, but it doesn't affect the future. I mean, it's unavoidable. He's going to have games where he looks like a rookie.
JP, don't you understand? People question quarterbacks all the time. People question Lamar Jackson.
I'm just telling you, you can disagree with it. I think that's why you'd be saying this.
I'm okay with you disagreeing. It's okay. Life goes on. I'm just telling you. For you, it's week 6. For me, it's kind of week 6. It's a big game, but I've always thought we were going to lose this game. Since the schedule came out.
Yeah, okay.
I said we're going to lose this game.
I think most people are in that camp.
Yeah.
The weird bit he's doing is Now he says he's going to pick the Ravens. I took a bong hit because I think he might swerve and take the Commanders. Yeah. But he's upset that you won't take the Commanders. Well, he's upset that you agree with him.
He's a fan of the Commanders.
He's a fan of the team. That's why.
But I'm also realistic.
I know, but he's reasonable.
I'm also realistic.
Right.
I'm just being realistic. I think we can win. Well, do I think we can win? Yes, I think we can win.
I would argue that it's not reasonable for you to want Jaden to look good and then to possibly lose instead of him taking a slight step back and getting a win. I'd rather have the win.
Yeah. Okay, I understand that. I'm not going to attack you for that.
He just thinks differently.
No, yeah. It's irritating that he doesn't care if the team loses. That's what. Right. That's the irritating part about it.
I care if they lose to certain teams.
It's okay to lose against the Ravens.
The Bucs game irritated me. I don't think they're that great.
Just because it was the Bucs.
It's Baker.
Right, I get
you
it.
You know, I just don't think they're that great. You should take it as a compliment. I think your team's really, really good. I picked them to win the Super Bowl.
You'd rather win division games. You'd rather beat the Eagles, the Cowboys, and even the Giants.
Every time. More I would important. Trade it for those wins every week.
You know you're going to lose a couple games, so just chalk it up as a loss.
I don't think we're going to go 16-1.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Matt. Don't get your blood pressure up.
His blood pressure's up.
You just can't. Don't get the blood pressure up. It's Friday.
He doesn't like my gambling style.
He doesn't like
that you're agreeing with him.
No. The entire week, everyone was been all shucks about this game. I've been trying to get Eric hyped about it.
I'm super. I can't wait to see it.
I know. Now there's no ramification if the team loses. Everything is just hunky dory.
It's a little bit of a free roll for me. Yes.
No. There's ramifications. There's ramifications if the team loses and JD does not play well.
Yeah. If JD plays that's terrible, where the ramifications. Maybe JD has some big flaw that we haven't seen yet.
See?
That comes out.
I told you that's my psychological view. You're worried about it.
I don't think so. I actually think he's going to be fine.
I know, but you
but
want.
But I don't want you them all of a sudden to go, oh, man, I didn't you want see that no flaw doubt. In his game.
Right, then you have to battle with people on Twitter for
a
whole
week. Well, it's not even the battle. Look, at the end of the day, I just want to have a 10-year run.
Sure.
I don't want any
all
chinks.
All of us want that for him.
I don't want any chinks in the 10-year run.
Told you, right. I knew him. It's exactly it. He's thinking big picture.
Thinking
he doesn't want
picture,
the doubters.
I'm thinking about this year.
I'll tap the brakes. How can you think big picture on the Commanders? But every time we talk about the Wizards rebuild, all you care about is if they have 15 or 18
because
wins
we're
in the
on,
next season.
We're on year 29 of the Wizards rebuild.
No, we're not. We're in year 2 of the Wizards rebuild.
Not really.
We're in year 2.
Not really.
For 30 years, they're spinning the wheels, and they finally...
It was a rebuild when they drafted Johnny Davis.
No, it has not been a rebuild for 30 years. That's not the case.
That's not true.
It's not.
What year rebuild are we of the Commanders? About the same.
Yeah.
All right. So what's the difference?
We got our guy. Now we got our guy. Now it's starting to turn around.
Wiz might have two other guys. Bilal and Alex Saar.
You can't say that with a straight face.
I can't even.
This face is as straight
thing.
As it can be.
The Bilal.
My guy.
I don't believe in Bilal like you do.
Trey Lance is also my guy.
Yeah.
So sometimes I miss on my guy.
You see the silly Bilal line in game 2 of the preseason?
I don't care about the preseason.
I know, but it is what it is.
I am the forward thinker. I look out and I see Bilal 3 or 4 years out on the horizon.
What do you see?
I see a very solid NBA player. Who's
give me numbers.
Point, 24 years old.
Give me his numbers
no,
4 years
old. I can't project his numbers.
You just said, you see something. So no, tell me what you see.
It's kind of fuzzy out on the horizon, but I see something. There's
I mean, I
something
see a solid
there.
Player, sure.
Yeah. He wasn't the number one pick. He was the number 7 pick. Anyway, we got sidetracked. I need you to commit to the Wizards rebuild.
I don't see that. I don't see the end in sight.
Which is in year 2.
I don't see the end. I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel
Poop
for the Wiz.
For Coop.
Yeah, I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel.
That brings you some light.
That's our goal.
Yeah. They missed on Wemby by, what, one number?
Maybe Cooper Flagg, if we get him here, he's what Jaden Daniels is to the Commanders, he is to the Wizards.
Okay.
Maybe.
I mean,
I'm just grasping.
Like I said, I know you. The reason why you said that and it upsets Valdez is you don't want to see any doubt. Maybe you don't this care about the national people, but you don't want to have your own personal doubt on Jaden Daniels. Like, if he comes in here and he throws 3 or 4 interceptions, fumbles a lot, the defense does something different, you don't want to go, oh, maybe.
He's been exposed and he's not what I think he is.
Right. So that's why it's bigger to you, the Jaden Daniels thing, than the individual win, because you know that Jaden Daniels
goes out and bombs against the Ravens. Say he has the worst game you've ever seen as a rookie. it's not going to make you think that he's not going to be a great quarterback long term, is it?
It's possible. It's just dependent. I doubt it.
Rookies have setbacks.
I doubt it.
Every rookie's going to have a setback.
MVPs have setbacks.
Right.
I
know,
but he's maybe worried deep down, worried that. I brought up Marcus Mariota's rookie season.
I'm not worried he's Marcus Mariota.
Well, if you looked at Marcus Mariota's first four or five games, you'd been like, damn, this guy's going to take over the league. He's unbelievable. He's a dual threat guy. He's got 8 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions, and all that sort of thing. And then eventually he got exposed.
Turns out he was a fraud, who was inaccurate, and it's just now a career journeyman.
He doesn't want to have any doubt.
He doesn't want to have any questions.
Okay, well, then you're expecting perfection every single week.
No,
and you're not going to get that.
I'm not expecting perfection. When he threw his interception, I didn't even blink.
Right.
Didn't even blink.
I blinked a little bit because it wasn't a great. I mean, he was forcing the ball in kind of in a tight window.
I know, but that's
it happens.
I know, it's a game. I just don't want to see fatal flaws where I have to question myself, is he really the guy? I'm pretty sure he is.
I'm pretty sure he is, too.
Mm. Yeah.
No, but you've already declared him the guy.
Yeah, correct. I don't want to be wrong a week later.
He declared others the guy, too.
Even the greats have duds. Josh Allen was 9-for-30 last week against the Houston Texans.
Yep.
He's considered one of the top quarterbacks in the entire league.
He declared Sam Howell the guy last year.
Why don't you
and then the second half
fan.
Of the season
you're just,
happened.
You're so vociferous for him.
I don't know. I'm vulnerable.
He drafted him in fantasy.
I'm a vulnerable
steep down, that's what it is.
It does come down
to fantasy. I got him in the 13th round, too. It's steal.
Hey, that's
steal,
what it comes down to.
Listen, for Valdez, it's
like,
just
I know
week
your
six.
Psychology. I know his psychology.
Sure. For
deep
me,
down,
it's just week
fantasy.
Six.
Right.
It's a tough game for us. I would love to win.
All right, we'll take some calls later in the show who you think's going to win, but you can vote at Junks Radio or on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. Coming up next, we'll open up the Junkies Sports page. You had some baseball playoffs going on. I don't know, EB was even talking WNBA when he came in, some crazy shot. So we'll get into the sports page next here on the Junkies. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Kevin McCarthy joins us to give us the latest on movies. But right now, let's open up the Junkies Sports page.
I thought we had a read.
I think it's sponsorless right now. It's free agent.
Come on, people, step it up. Thursday night football last night. San Francisco gets it done, win by 12, 36-34 in Seattle. So they improved to 3-3. Seattle falls to 3-3. Brock Purdy, 15 for 28, 3 touchies. Jordan Mason, who is San Francisco's starting running back, replacing Christian McCaffrey, hurt his shoulder early third quarter. Mm-hmm. So they just inserted Ike Garendo, who rushed for 99 yards on 10 carries. Now, 76 of those were one play. But they ran for 228 yards. Seattle rushed for just 52 on 20 carries. But it was 16-3 at half. A couple of turnovers for Seattle in the first half. And they did make it a game. They made it 23-17, but then Geno threw another pick.
How many punts from the Niners?
There because were they eight had a lot punts of field goals. Total. I'm telling you, this was a punt fest for a while.
How many total
and the
punts?
Fact that there were eight.
I feel like the Niners eight. Didn't have that many, did
four
they?
Four and four.
They did?
Yeah.
So it was 60 points scored and 8 punts. The possessions were just going back and forth.
Yeah,
back
a lot
and
of
a lot of big plays. I mean, Debo hit for a 76-yarder. I mean, Garendo had a 76-yard run. There were a lot of big chunk plays.
Where's Garendo from? Where did he play college?
Louisville.
Okay. Yeah. Fourth-round pick, I believe.
Yep.
Well, that's because the Seahawks were playing up-tempo a lot of the game. So so the game was fast-paced.
Had to. Geno threw 50. He dropped back 53 times,
52.
I thought the total was in jeopardy. And
he probably dropped back more than that. Did he get sacked?
One time.
Yeah, so 53.
No, 53. Okay.
Yeah.
The second interception is on DK. I mean, just a terrible route.
DK lazy. Targeted 11 times, just 3 catches.
Yeah. He was open for a deep ball in the first half, which Geno underthrew.
And he also had a near touchdown for people that didn't see it. I mean, he had like his big toe was basically, it was just like the Isaiah Likely play in the opener against
Didn't
the
he have a touchdown call back because of an illegal shift?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like a 50-plus yarder, I think.
Yeah. So just mistakes, Seattle. Seattle made too many mistakes, and they turned the ball over 3 times. And if you do that, San Francisco did not turn the ball over. You're not going to win many of those games.
Right.
So 36-24 final. Baseball last night. Yankees get it done. They're into the ALCS. They beat the Royals 3-1. Garrett Cole, who's got a career postseason ERA of under 3, 2.94, was pretty much unhittable. Goes
I feel
7.
Like he's been in the postseason almost every year of his career.
He's been in a lot. I think he's got 19 starts, maybe 20 starts in the postseason. And ERA is awesome, 2.94. Last night he was basically unhittable. They win it 3-1, so they'll await the winner of the Guardians-Tigers series. Guardians got it done last night in Detroit to force a game 5. David Fry had a pinch hit 2-run home run in the 7th to give Cleveland a lead, and they win. They hold on 5-4. So game 5 will be in Cleveland on Saturday. And, of course, tonight you got a big one, game 5. In L.A., Dodgers, Padres, it'll be Yu Darvish for San Diego against Yamamoto for the Dodgers. Mm. Game 5, that starts at 8 o'clock.
Yamamoto got a huge contract, but did he do the deferred bid as well?
I don't know that.
Like Shohei Ohtani?
Shohei did a ridiculous deferred.
He deferred like 90% or more of his money.
I'm not sure if Yamamoto did.
He figures he'll survive off his gambling winnings.
and his endorsements.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess he's going to do okay in that department, too.
All right, college football last night. JMU gets to 5-1. They beat Coastal Carolina at home 39-7. So they are 1-1 in the Sun Belt, 5-1 overall. Tonight in College Park, Terps coming off the bye. They will play Northwestern. Northwestern just got shellacked last week by Indiana. As did Maryland in their last game.
We got smoked by Indiana, yeah.
Yes. But Maryland is a 10.5-point favorite. Total's about 45.5. Northwestern can't score. They've got 93 points total in 5 games. And their highest was that 24 points they put up last week. So Maryland should win this game unless they turn the ball over a bunch, because hopefully Northwestern just won't be able to keep up.
Need Ty Felton to be healthy.
Ty Felton and Prather both had injuries in the last game. We talked to Loxley on Wednesday, I think Wednesday, and he said he's still kind of gauging their participation in practice, so we'll see.
He plays it coy with the media, because I read an article before we had him on where he said two of the three guys are good to go, but I'm not going to tell you the two. Mm-hmm.
That's fine. That's what coaches do. Not going to show all the cards.
Yeah, I mean...
By the way, both teams are winless in the Big Ten. Terps need this Big Ten win.
They do. Look, if you lose to Northwestern, that's just a bad loss.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a bad loss. So Mr. Cahill will be up late again tonight because his Sun Devils play Utah at home. I believe Cam Rising will be back for this game. Who knows with him? Sometimes they say he's going to play and he just doesn't. And sometimes
he cares more about the Ducks than the Devils.
What?
Well,
do you care more about
is JP off on his reads?
I feel like you care more about Oregon and than you do your alma mater.
You're just making things up.
I'm not making up how I feel, so you can tell me I'm wrong.
Well, you probably just feel that because it doesn't seem like Arizona State plays in that many big games, right?
Well, this is a big one.
Yeah. I've told you before, I will never root for Oregon to win another game ever because they had a key part in dismantling the Pac-12.
Ah, that's true. He's holding a grudge against
the Ducks. How about previously?
No, I liked rooting for them when Chip Kelly and Mariota were their quarterback. Okay. They were fun to watch, but they were never my favorite team.
Mm. Anyway, so Utah is at Arizona State. It's a 10:30 kick, and I'm guessing Mr. Cahill will watch at least a half of it. I don't think he's going to stay up for all.
No, I'll stay up.
I can stay up to 1:30. All right.
That's maybe impressive.
Maybe we'll see.
I'm going to have a hard time staying up through the whole Terps game unless there's a lot of points being scored. I need points.
All right, real quick, just kind of a rundown of the games. We'll start with the early noon kicks. Bama has to come back from that bad loss at Vandy. They host South Carolina. Big favorites, 21-point favorites. South Carolina just got drummed last week by Ole Miss. Clemson's on the road at Wake Forest. Clemson is a big Survivor Pool selection in our Power 4 Survivor Pool.
I'm on them.
I'm rooting against them.
Clemson's a huge favorite. Should win the game fairly easily. Missouri is at UMass. Also, Missouri, a big...
I've got Mizzou.
You've got Mizzou. They got shelled last week at Texas A&M, but they will beat UMass handily. Washington's at Iowa. I need Iowa for my Big Ten survivor. This is tight. Iowa lays 3, but they're at home. They're very tough to beat against... or at home, and they're playing Washington at home. Texas, Oklahoma, Red River. This is a 3:30 kick. Quinn Ewers should be back for Texas. They lay 14.5, totals 48.5. So Texas should win this game, but in this matchup, anything can happen.
So no more Arch?
Arch will be gone, yep. unless yours gets hurt again. Penn State will travel all the way out to California playing at USC. USC's lost two of their last three. Penn State just beat UCLA. Didn't look that great in the first half. Defensively, yeah, but they didn't look great. But they lay 3.5 at USC. Notre Dame will play Stanford at home. And then some of the biggies. Some of the biggies at 7:30. Obviously, Oregon and Ohio State. That's a 7:30 kick on NBC. Ohio State lays 3 in this game. I think the winner of this game is probably pretty much a lock to get to the playoff unless they completely crumble, but they probably won't have more than 2 losses at the most. And then Ole Miss will play at LSU also at 7:30. So you got 2 big games tomorrow night, starting with Ohio State, Oregon. That's the big 2 versus 3.
Nice.
And the Caps play tomorrow. Opener.
Debut
against the Devils, who lost last night to Toronto 4-2.
And very good.
Devils have played 3 games already because they played over in, it wasn't Copenhagen, you're confusing me,
it was Prague.
Prague. And they beat Buffalo twice over there, but yes, they lost last night.
Bakes, are you feeling good about our goalie situation?
I feel pretty good about it.
Chucky was
Chucky
pretty good
Chucky
last year.
Chucky to keep the heater going from
last
season.
I know, but it was kind of like a breakout year for him.
Logan Thompson's a pretty capable dude as the number 2.
Right. And those guys play a lot. They end up playing a lot.
He'll play 25 or 30 games, most likely.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm just asking.
But Coach Carberry came on this show and said the offense was a work in progress. That's the big question. Can they score some goals?
You might not want to ask me that because I also felt good about acquiring Darcy Kemper.
Right. On paper, that was a great acquisition.
That didn't go very well.
He was supposed to be the guy.
He's the nicest guy ever.
Where's Kemp's now?
He got dealt to,
Vancouver?
The Kings, maybe?
LA?
I'll have to double check
somewhere
that.
Somewhere out west.
I think he's with the LA Kings, but I can double check that.
Right. We ship him away and we don't track him.
Yep.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
No, but our boy Vron is back.
Veronica's back.
That's your guy. Good. Is that who you tossed your phone to?
Yes.
During the parade?
Yes. Yeah, it was Verona.
Correct.
On the bus.
Who did we take the picture with? I forget. He was coming on our show.
Jay Beagle?
Yeah, that was Beagle.
Jay Beagle is a guy. I love him.
He loves face-offs. Right?
I don't know where Beagle's at, right?
He's got to be out.
I can't tell you where he is. I think
he might
like
be out.
5 or 6 years ago.
He might be out.
Right? 2018? He's not still in the league.
Canadian former professional ice hockey player who played for the Coyotes. That was his last stint.
Which is what year?
Through 2022.
Yeah. He's been out a few years.
A couple years.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to shift gears, talk some movies. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 joins us here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.